It was a time I had the opportunity to be in London, and I got to see some things that we don't see much of in America. The palace, the double-deck buses, buildings that represent up to 1,000 years of history. And there's one thing that was very new there for an American, and it could be dangerous. Yeah, the direction of traffic. Cars drive on the left side, and it really messes up American drivers, and in this case, an American pedestrian. You step off a curb, looking to the left, of course. We've been conditioned for a lifetime. Look left. You do that in London, and you may not be using your return ticket. As in any city, there's busy traffic, but the British must know there will be confused Yanks there like me. So they paint these signs and arrows on the pavement that say, look right. They saved my life. It's very important. If you're not looking the right way, you can get run over. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about which way to look when it's overwhelming. Our word for today from the Word of God, Luke chapter 9. We're in the middle of that feeding of the 5,000 where the disciples have seen the size of the crowd and they said, boy, they got to eat, Jesus, and we better send them away. And Jesus said, you give them something to eat. Well, the disciples aren't quite sure what to do with that command. They answered, we have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, unless we go and buy food for all this crowd. But he said to his disciples, have them sit down in groups of about 50 each. Taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke them. And then he gave them to the disciples to set before the people. They all ate and were satisfied. Okay, Jesus and the disciples are facing an overwhelming need, maybe like you right now. Maybe you're looking at a financial need or a family need, and it's like a Mission Impossible. See, that's when miracles happen. It's kind of like crossing streets in London. The outcome depends on which way you're looking. There are 3 ways you can look when you're facing an overwhelming situation. First, you can look out at the need. That's what the disciples did. It's a huge crowd, a huge need. Secondly, you can look down at your resources. In John 6, that's what the disciples did. Andrew said, here's a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. But how far will they go among so many? Hey, our resources are no match for this need, Jesus. And maybe that's how you feel right now. You just don't have the money or the wisdom, the people, the strength, the help. Well, in both cases, you're going to be paralyzed or you're going to be panicky. There's a 3rd way to look, and that's what Jesus did. It says, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks for the loaves. Jesus chose to look in the Lord's direction. Not out at the need, not down at the resources, but where the resources are unlimited. The Bible says in Philippians 4:19, God will supply all your need according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. So Jesus thanked God for what he did have, though it was nowhere near enough. And not enough was miraculously multiplied into more than enough. Do you know that's exactly what happens when somebody puts their life in Jesus' hands? Jesus said, I've come that you may have life and have it to the full. And we do as much as we can do with our lives until one day we say, Jesus, you died on the cross to pay for my sin. You walked out of your grave under your own power. It's time I took this life that I have thwarted and put it in the hands of the one who was meant to be controlling it all along. That's your Jesus Day. It could be today. The one who loved you enough to die for you. You begin your relationship with him. Say, Jesus, I'm yours. You want to be sure you belong to him? Check out our website. It'll help you. Anewstory.com. Go to anewstory.com. You know, if we hadn't looked the right way in heavy traffic, we would have been run over. But God has written in this feeding of the 5,000 clear direction. Don't look out at the need. Don't look down at the resources. Look up to heaven, where the riches and glory in Christ Jesus are.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.